Thank you for tuning in to Lash Aligns Education. This is Morgan Hatfield, the owner and founder. I'm here to bring you the most updated free education in the lash industry. Remember, we are in this together, one client at a time. Hi, Lash Alliance Education. This is Morgan Hatfield, the founder. Today, I have Annie with me. She is our lead brand ambassador. She's also a lash artist here at the salon. So today, we're just going to talk about how to find your lash home, kind of the difference between, booth rent, commission, hourly, and, you know, what would be a good option for you. Because when you come into the lash industry, sometimes you just don't always know. Especially in our state, we just don't really have as much education as maybe some other states. So sometimes when you're in school, you just don't really learn too much. And when you get out of school, you don't really know what to do. So I have Annie with me.
Hi.
She's done another podcast with us. Today we're kind of just winging it, and we're just going to kind of give you guys our thoughts and
have a little discussion
about kind of the lash industry and the different options. So I will say in the lash industry, in Oklahoma anyways, I don't know about other states, but I would say booth rent's really popular, but it's because we have a lot of hair salons.
Right. And I feel like there's just not a lot, like you said, there's not a lot of lash salons
right
to offer commission or hourly, but booth rent seems to be very popular, especially with girls who are just getting out of school.
Yeah.
But I feel like that could be a lot to handle.
Right.
When you're fresh out.
Right. Yeah. Booth rent's not for everyone. And at our salon, you have to start commission first.
Right.
And we tell everyone that in the interview, we don't immediately start someone off booth rent, just because of how scary that is. And not everyone's ready for that.
Yeah. Like, you possibly couldn't have all of your clientele built up yet, or, you might not know how to communicate well with your client quite yet,
right,
or build that relationship. So
right,
it could be just a little bit awkward, a little bit uncomfortable.
Right. There's a lot that goes into booth rent, and when you're fresh out of school, most of the time you're just not ready for that.
And also, that's a big investment to make right when you're fresh out of school and no clients. That's
right,
a big risk.
Like, right,
buying all of that product,
right,
and investing into your business, not
right
knowing what the outcome is going to be.
Yeah, very true. And there may be some salons that, the owners say, like hair salons. I remember when I was first out of school, I had a hair salon that wanted me to rent out a room. And there was another lash artist in there, and she's like, well, you'll get overflow from her, this and that. And the rent was crazy expensive. And I was just thinking, oh my gosh, like, it's crazy too how much some of these places do charge for booths and rooms. And here we try to make the booth rent more affordable for the girls. But, it's, when I was looking into it, I was like, oh my gosh,
they could do like upwards of like $250, $300 a week.
Uh-huh.
And the bigger the suite or more private you
right
have it, it's going to be
the more expensive,
more expensive
it is.
Right.
So, personally, I don't think Annie either really recommends jumping into booth rent right when you get out of school.
Not unless you have that solid clientele.
Right. Or you have like lots of money saved up maybe.
Yeah.
Just as a cushion, just because you are gonna have to you have to buy all this startup cost. The place may provide like an esthetician table for you, but they may not, and you're gonna have a lot of startup with all your product and everything.
And when it could cost you like with everything like almost $2,000-$3,000.
It could cost you a lot, for sure, if you're gonna get everything at one time, and then if you don't get everything at one time, that's gonna be hard, because then you may be out of stuff, or you don't have all the different curls of lashes that you need.
Exactly.
And it's just really, booth rent is a good option, but it's a good option for someone that has more experience and is ready for that, because you also have to be very self-disciplined as well.
Right.
And not everyone's self-disciplined.
You got to know when to order your product and keep on track with all of that.
Pay your booth rent on time.
Pay your booth rent on time. And it's a lot if you don't have that organized mindset and also the resources for it.
Right. Very true. Yeah.
A lot of pros to it, though.
Yeah, there is a lot of pros to it. And I think there's pros and cons to each one of these. You know, you're going to have pros. And right, and it depends on you. You know, what do you want? What works best for you? Because booth rent may work good for a lash artist over here, but then it may not work good for a lash artist over here. Right. You know, just like I said, self-disciplined. If someone's not very self-disciplined, you know, they're going to be better working in an hourly or, you know, a commission type of situation where they have a boss over them. You know, and also, have someone over them.
If it's a hair salon and they have booths and you're the only lash artist working
there,
that's
hard.
That could be difficult because
that can be really hard.
Because you're not going to get like people coming specifically for lashes. You could talk somebody getting their hair done into getting lashes done, but I feel like that would be a little bit harder, especially just starting out.
Exactly. But I've talked to a couple girls that do lashes and hair studios, and they don't seem to get very busy. And we have one girl, Meredith, here that used to work at a hair salon. And, you know, she had a little steady clientele, but it really boomed when she came to work at an eyelash studio.
Exactly.
And I think that, you know, girls that do work in hair salons, I don't think they get as busy as we think that they do. Because, yeah, people are going there for hair. They're thinking about hair. They probably already have a lash studio that they go to. And, yeah, you probably will gain some clients, you know, and you may be able to go, if you go out on the floor and talk to them, you know, you could probably get them to come to you. But I feel like it's going to be a lot of work.
Right. The past two salons that I worked at, it was like half commission, half hourly, but it was, both of them were hair salons, and I was the only esthetician, at both places, so it just felt kind of, like, lonely, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And, like, there was nobody I could, like,
right,
watch or, shadow to mentor me or anything like that, so.
That would be hard.
It definitely was, because everybody else was kind of, like, it felt like a family, and they all knew what each other was talking about, and then I would jump in. You're like, well, we don't know anything about what you do, so we can't help you.
Right, because they're doing hair, so they're doing something completely opposite, and they don't understand lashes. You may both be a cosmetologist, you know, but at the end of the day, you know, if you're both cosmetologists, and one's doing lashes, one's doing hair, you know,
we're like, not doing the same thing.
We're not doing the same thing. It's completely different. And it was kind of the same thing with me when I first started. And I immediately jumped in the booth rent, but I got extremely cheap booth rent. So, you know, it was very, very, very cheap. $50 a week. I know. Crazy. Oh,
that would be nice.
And it was in a massage studio. And they just really, really wanted someone really, really bad to, you know, to do lashes. And I had just started doing them. So I was like, yeah, okay. And so it was really, really cheap. But it was kind of the same thing. Like, I mainly got all of my clients in myself from, like, social media and marketing and stuff.
Yeah, marketing yourself.
Right. And, yeah, and it was hard, and I struggled a lot, too, because, yeah, I was new. I jumped right in the booth rent, which, like I said, I don't recommend, and they did massages. They had no idea. Like, they weren't, you know, they were massage therapists.
They're like, oh, you do lashes? Cool. That'll work.
Right. And, you know, and I probably, they sent me a couple of their people, but it was nowhere, like, for me to build a good, steady clientele. I mean.
Yeah. Like, when I was working at my last salon, I wasn't quite doing lashes yet, but I was doing lash lifts, and I was walking around the salon while people were getting their hair done, like, hey, I do lash lifts, and then they didn't know what it was, and then I probably got two or three people interested in it, and it's mainly all about posting about yourself, bringing people in, and all of that.
Yeah, so finding a good place, or really, if you only want to do lashes, like, you really need to find, like, a lash studio. And I guess it really depends on your area. You know, we can't really say. I'm sure there's other states. I know for sure there's other states out there that have more jobs available for lash artists. And I see on the groups a lot, like, oh, it's so, you know, there's so many lash artists in my area. And here, it's not really like that. I mean, yeah, we have some competition, you know, that's like 30 minutes away from us. But, you know, because the area that is about 30 minutes away, I mean, there is a couple lash studios.
And they're more on the higher end of things.
Yes, they're a little bit more, you know, like, fancy. We're pretty, you know, we're more, like, very family-oriented, you know. We're a small business. I mean, there is 11 of us, but, so, you know, and we are growing. But, you know, we definitely are more, like, just the casual. And, you know, we do a lot of moms, we do a lot of nurses, and you
people
know,
in school and all of that.
Right.
But I feel like, our, I don't even want to call it competition, but the other lash studios, like 30 yeah. minutes away, I feel like, are most of those booth rent, or are they
most hourly? Of them are hourly. I'm hourly. Pretty positive. I'm not 100% sure on all of them, but I know a lot of them are hourly. And here, you know, we offer commission at first, and then we offer the opportunity to grow into booth rent. And that's, yeah, that is one thing in our state too, that for lash artists, we're not really seeing. And I don't know if you're seeing it in other states. You know, if you're listening to this, and, you know, feel free to DM on our Instagram, because I would like to know, because here in Oklahoma, that's not really a thing. Right. You know, for a lash artist to do booth rent, you either have to be in a hair salon or you have to be in a suite.
Yeah, or yeah, like something private.
Like a salon suite. Exactly. We're not really seeing lash studios that are booth rent. And I get it. I mean, when I first opened my salon, I didn't want to do booth rent because I was so scared of like someone coming in, you know, using my name and not doing what they're supposed to be doing. And then I came up with the idea of, well, you know, I'll start them on my first side and I can mentor, you know, be a mentor to them, help them, you know, train them, you know, so then that they're 100% paired and good to go. So then when they do move over to booth rent, I'm 100% comfortable with it. And I yeah. know they're doing what they're supposed to be doing, you know, and everything. And they're doing, you know, the proper work and everything. So
and that's exactly what I did.
Yeah, that's what Annie's an example of that.
I was on commission for what, like a year and a half?
A little over a year. Yeah.
About around there. But yeah, it was awesome because when I first started here, I didn't even do lashes. And then I got my training and kind of was mentored by Morgan, and all of the other girls here are very helpful and are willing to help if you have any questions. Mm-hmm. So basically building that clientele, building confidence and all of that, all while somebody else is offering the product for me to use.
Yeah.
And helping book clients and all of yeah. that until I was comfortable enough to transition to something where I could
manage your own schedule.
Exactly. Basically just
buy your own product.
Be on my yeah. own and buy my own yeah. product and have the clientele that I do have now, which I'm very thankful for.
Yeah.
So
yeah. So yeah, Annie is a prime example of that.
I'm an example of everything.
So, you know, and that's what we do here, but I you know, like I said, in our state, we just don't really find that. And I would assume in some other states that are maybe a little bit more advanced than Oklahoma, probably do that, or they do have, you know, booth rent locations for lash artists, I would assume, but, you know, I'm not really for sure. But in Oklahoma, most of the places, you know, girls get out of school and it's, yeah, either if they want to do booth rent, they have to go into a hair salon.
And then pay pretty high.
Yeah, exactly. Or, you know, if they do even find a lash studio that's hiring, since we don't have very many, it's normally hourly. And it's normally pretty low hourly. So yeah. I, you know, when I do my commission, I try to make it worth it. Because, you know, with all the perks that they are getting on it, just because in this industry, you know, you should be making good money.
Exactly.
And there's no reason why, when you have the clients, why you, you know, should be only making $8 or $9 an hour. Like yeah. that blows my mind.
And so. We talked to one of the girls who works at one of the other lash studios who is hourly at one of our meetups.
One of our
and
event. Yeah.
She said that they had her working like with crazy 12 clients a day, just yeah. back to back to back. And I just right. feel like, and unless that's what you're wanting just like a regular like 9-to-5 schedule and all of that stuff.
But they were just kind of, you know, they didn't really, the way she felt is like they didn't care about her. They just kind of cared about getting those clients
in
and the money, basically, you know. And we're a lot different here. We're kind of like a family. I always say, because people always think we have so much drama just because there's so many women here. And I'm like, well, yeah. we're like a family. We're like sisters. We may get on each other's nerves at the end of the
right.
day. But at the end of the day, we do love each other. We want to see each other do good. And, you know, I only hire girls like that, you know, that at the end of the day, you know, have a good attitude about things and want to learn, want to grow. And, you know, they want to help the lash artist that's next to them, you know,
exactly.
if they're struggling too.
Because we're all equal.
Exactly.
And that's the most important part.
Yeah. So that's kind of booth rent. And like I said, in kind of our state, Annie, what were you at your other two salons? Did you say?
So both of my past salons, I was half hourly, half commission. So basically the way that that worked is I had an hourly rate and then a commission goal for it was totaled up by like how many hours I was working that week. So if I worked 30 hours, they would make a certain goal for me, like, okay, well, your goal this week is $800. If you don't hit that goal, you make your hourly rate, and you would basically get whatever equals more. But you wouldn't hit your commission unless you like made that goal. It was very frustrating.
And I know one of our salon manager, Bridget, she worked at another studio before, and I think it
was just hourly, I think.
Yes, it was hourly. Or it was first commissioned, and they switched over to hourly, and she wasn't making as much money. And a lot of those girls left, and now that studio, you know, they kind of have a reputation of hiring girls fresh
out
of school.
They're closed now.
Oh, are they closed? Yes. Okay, well, they're closed now.
Bye-bye.
So, you know, all their girls that did have some experience that were training the new girls, you know, they all left because they had a big pay cut. And so, but, you know, it really comes down to, you know,
finding people who, like, finding an employer and people you work with that care about who you are as a person and not how much money you're going to bring into their business.
And that's probably going to be very rare to find.
You know,
I'm like, okay, we're a little different here. That's probably going to be a little rare. And I get it. I'm a business owner. Like, you do have to look at numbers. I completely understand. Even on your end as a lash artist, you know, you have to look at, you know, like, how much you're going to make and all of that at the end of the day. Because, you know, we all have bills to pay and, you know, we got to keep the business open. But at the end of the day, you know, you do want to find a place that, you know, just doesn't only care about that, you know, like they don't care about your health, you know, just like the girl we met when she said they were booking her like insane crazy. And she's like, there's no reason why I should be doing 12 clients a day back to back to back without breaks. You know, that's just kind of, that's just not right.
That sounds like a slave to me.
Right. Exactly. That's just not right. And that's just not caring. That's, you know, the owner, the manager, whoever at that place, just not caring about, you know, the girls that work for them, which is, you know, really sad. And unfortunately, I think just in businesses in general, you probably see a lot of that. And I'm sure it's more than just lash studios, but, you know, so if you can find a place, you know, in your area that is willing to invest in you and really care about you, you know, then you should really go for it.
It's not like they don't exist. You just have to
find it. Yeah, you really do. And, you know, it can be hard. And, you know, like I said, you do want to find a place that is, you know, that is paying you, you know, what you're worth, but also to look at what they offer, you know. Are they willing to train you? Do you have no experience, and are they willing to train you? You know, is that owner or the manager or someone in there, you know, willing to be a mentor to you? Because if so, then, you know, I'm not saying take a dirt cheap commission or hourly rate, but if it is a little lower and they're willing to invest that time into you, you know, that may be something that is worth it.
And you can always build yourself up.
Right. And kind of like how we have it here, like I said, it is commission. And the commissions are good, but, you know, they do have the opportunity to go booth rent, you know, after that. And when they're on commission, they have the opportunity to, you know, be, have a mentor and have someone teach them. Because a lot of girls that come in, you know, our schools in Oklahoma just aren't really teaching lashes very much. Did you ever learn lashes?
We had one training day.
And she's an esthetician.
Right. Yeah. Yes. My instructor brought in, I guess, her lash artist that did her lashes. And we did learn most of the very basic techniques and stuff. And we were just encouraged from that day on to kind of practice when we had time to do so. But, I mean, there was never any, like, mentorship or teaching.
And I definitely think it comes down to like your instructors, you know, if they're willing to bring someone in or if they, you know lashes themselves. And I I'm a cosmetologist, so we did mainly hair. We talked about lashes like one day. And when I say talk, like we just kind of were like, oh yeah, lashes are a thing. We didn't even have a PowerPoint. It was just kind of like, you know, oh yeah, lashes are becoming popular, you know, blah, blah. And that like for like
be on the lookout.
3 minutes. Yeah, that was about it. You know, and I definitely, you know, I hope that that does change in Oklahoma where, you know, we do get, you know, more instructors that are learning how to do it themselves or at least bringing people in.
Right.
You know, I don't know if it's like this in the other states. It probably is pretty similar in a lot of the other states, because I do hear that a lot from a lot of girls that they didn't really learn very much in school. And
then they make lash training so expensive, which yeah. it makes sense. But at the same time, like, yeah. if we had those resources in school, it would be nice. But
right.
from what I know, if they do bring in somebody from outside, they're not allowed to pay them, I think, for their time.
Okay.
Because when I went to a school to, like, help them with facials and stuff like that, they couldn't pay me any money.
Huh.
So, I don't know. That's probably why people don't come in from...
And I wonder if that varies by school.
Maybe.
Because I'm pretty... When I was in cosmetology school, we had a nail lady that would come in every year, and our teachers did say, unless they, you know, they did say they had to pay them. Mm. So, I don't know if that... I don't know if they were just telling us that, or,
maybe they just didn't want you know,
I don't know. And like I said, it may vary, but you know, and I know they have like a budget and stuff, right. you know what I mean? So if they don't have any, you know, cause there was times where, you know, we didn't get to do things because they didn't have money in the budget to do it, you know?
Yeah.
So, you know, it could also depend on that too. They just may not be able to,
exactly.
you know, so, but is there anything else you want to say about booth rent, commission, hourly, and finding a place, them finding a place?
I don't know. I feel like mainly the main point about this is just to explore your options, and if you are desperate looking for a job, go ahead and take that first job that comes to you, but don't settle, because then I feel like you could get burnt out really fast if it's something that doesn't fit your needs. And even if it doesn't check everything off your list, you want to find a place that checks most of your boxes if you can't find something that checks all of them.
Right. And if you go to esthetician or cosmetology school, you know, really make sure that, because when you go to Cosmo, you're learning everything. So you have options. You could do nails, you can do hair, you can do facials, you can do lashes, waxing, all that. Esthetician, you know, you have all the aesthetic side.
Yeah, facial beauty.
Right.
Basically.
So it's like, if you want to, you know, only do lashes, like, really make sure that's what you want. Because when you do get fresh out of school, a lot of girls are like, oh, I want to do lashes, and then they get into it and they're like, oh no, this is not I thought it was gonna be.
I have a hair client and a facial client and a spray tan client,
or they're doing everything all above, and it's like, I mean, you can do that, but you're gonna be spread very thin. And I really recommend picking one thing that you love the most
to,
you know, and
on.
Really specialize in it, because when you're doing multiple things, you are gonna be spread really thin, and it's gonna be very stressful,
and you want to be good at what you do.
Yeah, and you want to put all of your focus into that one service, whether that's lashes, hair, you know, whatever it may be. But, just really, you know, make sure that you are looking into, you know, all your different options, whether that's booth rent, commission, or hourly. And they all have pros and cons. We kind of talked about booth rent, and then we talked about commission. That's commission here. You know, some other studios may not invest as, you know, they may not invest as much as we invest into the commission lash artist here. You know, but if you can find a place like that, especially if, you know, you do need that help, and you need to build a clientele, you know, really finding a place that will invest in you is, you know, obviously the goal.
Amen.
Amen.
All right.
Okay, well, thank you guys so much for listening. If, like I said, if you ever have any questions, comments, feel free to DM on Lash Alliance Education on Instagram. Thanks, guys.
Bye.